Key Turnbull government ministers and the Prime Minister himself have rushed to downplay Defence Minister Maurice Payne's reported comments at the weekend, construed as anti-China. Earlier this month, United States Defence Secretary Jim Mattis launched a new US defence strategy portraying China and Russia as greater threats to US security than what was termed terrorism. On the weekend, the Australian newspaper quoted Senator Payne as saying, "I would note that Australia shares similar concerns." But 2 days later, she has tried to modify those comments to reporters.
I want to be very clear that Australia doesn't see threat in the region, and we certainly don't see China as a threat.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says her earlier comments were misreported.
We're working with our friends and allies to defeat terrorism. Apart from North Korea, there is no country in the region that shows any hostile intent towards Australia. So we don't see threats from our neighbours in the region. But nonetheless, every country must always plan ahead. And you need to build the capabilities to defend yourself, not just today, but in 10 years or 20 years hence.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has told Sky News the Australian government's view on any threat from Russia or China is different from the US view on the matter.
We have a different perspective on Russia and China, clearly. We do not see Russia or China is posing a military threat to Australia. We continue to work closely with China. In fact, we undertake military exercises with China as well as with other countries in the region, and we'll continue to do so.
Meanwhile, Minister for Defence Industry Christopher Pyne suggests what General Mattis is saying in regard to the US defence strategy has itself been misunderstood.
What the United States is talking about is a different plane of competition. Major power competition, and of course that is true. Russia and China are the major power competitors to the United States in some parts of the world, and in our region that's clearly the case. That doesn't indicate there's any kind of military threat. It's taught the military threat or the terrorist threat is from the Middle East.
Defence spokesman Richard Marles says terrorism remains Australia's biggest threat, but he has told Sky News that General Mattis has grounds for his comments.
You look at Islamic State in the Philippines, for example, and you can see how that threat is encroaching into the East Asian time zone and our region. Equally, though, I think it is important that America aspires to retain its primacy as a state actor in terms of military capability. And I do take comfort from the comments of Secretary Mattis in respect of that.
Samantha Beniac-Brooks, SBS News.